So I'm so glad that God loves me so much. So glad God loves us so much that he gives us help on the journey. Help on the way. For those who are going through the struggle of burying their father, their mother. For those in the struggle of trying to give direction to their children. For those in the struggle with their health, afraid to go to the doctor because you think it might have spread even further in your body. For those in the struggle trying to just pay their bills. Your children are crying out for the latest thing and you know you just cannot afford it. All you can really do is have some food and some heat. For those in the struggle of addiction, you might look good on Sunday morning, but alcohol's got you. Come on. Marijuana's got you. Come on. Pills, gambling, pornography's got you. For those who are just stuck in anger, and I will not forgive you what you did to me. For those who are just tired of being tired. For those who are ready to give up. Who wonder, is God real? I'm not sure, but we all have something we're going through. Twenty-seven years ago, the love of my life died, my mother. Today's a tough day. Didn't expect it. And she said, as I was going back to the seminary, I will never see you ordained a priest. Mom, don't say that. You know, you'll be here. But Stephen, be a good priest. I can still hear those words 27 years ago today. Be a good priest. Perhaps this day, remember your husband whose birthday is today. He's gone too soon. Whatever it is, you know, there's times in this space where we have the freedom and the spirit to come forward for prayer. And I know there are people like myself today who need prayer. Let's come up today. Come close today. And just pray. We just hold on to each other. There's some folks who wonder why we do this, but this power when no, we're not alone. We're not alone. There's somebody else going through the same thing I'm going through. And sometimes it's just holding on to each other. That's all it is. I wish the whole church would come up. For those who want to come, just come and be where you are. This is our petitions today. Whatever you're going through, I'm going through something too. We all are. But I got up this morning trying to be the best I can be. Loving God, thank you for opening your heart. Long before we opened our hearts, you opened yours and gave us the very best gift in Jesus. And sometimes that's all we can do is just say Jesus. It gets that bad, it's just Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. We have new strength, Lord, because we're not alone. We're not alone. And that's church. That's what it means to be in church. Open our hearts, Lord, that we might know why we do what we do. And if it's not in your name, if it's not to help, not just for the day, but for a lifetime, not just giving somebody a fish, but teaching them how to fish, they might be the woman and man that God has called them to be. Loving God, there are people not far from us right now on drugs. The people who don't have a home. The people who live with domestic violence, emotional violence, sexual violence every day. We lift them up, Lord. But also we have the strength to dismantle and disrupt the things that tear down your people. As we walk these days, Lord, give us the strength we need. We know help's on the way. Turn to your neighbor and say, help's on the way. Help's on the way. Help's on the way. Give God a clap of praise this morning. Help's on the way. 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 Amen. Let's give a holy hug and go back to our seats and keep on praising our God this morning. Amen.